Okay, I've got one announcement, actually two. You will see this in print probably on or a little before November 1st. And if there's not some screaming with glee, then something's wrong. But starting November 1st, any Nikken order that is 15.99 ounces or less, so it's basically a pound or less, anything that you order will automatically default to priority mail, flat rate of $4.95. All of the jewelry will fall into this category. Most of the nutritionals, obviously the KVP, the Siaga, the Bergy, not going to happen. I think even the Jades might be tipped at scales, give or take. But all of the bottled nutritional products, the Osteodent, the Lactoferrin, you could order several boxes of Osteodent or Lactoferrin. You could probably order the whole Bone Health pack. I think it is under 15.99 ounces. 495, priority mail with tracking, and in most places around the United States, that is a 2 to 3 day shipping time instead of what we were waiting for before. So I appreciate the fact that several of you are demuting yourself. You should be just freaking out right now, as we were last night when we were told that news. Yes, it's available for auto ship. It's, again, anything underneath a pound, 15.99 ounces, starting November 1st, it automatically will default. Tracking is available, if I didn't mention that. You click on the tracking and it immediately takes you to the USPS site, and you can see exactly where your package is, just like with the UPS tracking that we have now. But this is a huge step in the right direction. They're still working, and I will be having lunch with Mr. Kurt Foley later today, and I'm going to bring up and find out what they're still working on to try to... We're not Amazon, okay? And we've talked about this before. Amazon Prime costs $100 a year. If you use and order a lot from Amazon, you definitely get your money's worth because you get free shipping. This is not Amazon, and our customers are paying how much to join as a customer? They're paying absolutely zero. So maybe we could develop a customer fee of $50 a year to get some free shipping. I don't know. I don't know if we can go there, okay? I really don't. But at least we're getting going in the right direction. I will also say, unless something else is coming that I don't know about, there are no... Several of you have already asked me via text, phone, and email. You've already asked me, what new products do we have? What are the new products? There are no new products as of today. So if you were, you know, anticipating great things, I will tell you, if you have not ordered any of the waterfall cards or the weight management cards, this is the KVB and the Cleanse and the Detox cards. The Cleanse and the Detox is on one side, the KVB is on the other. The waterfall has a picture of the waterfall, and it has a picture of the five different sweet potatoes and five different types of water on the other. All of these are available on magneticleaders.com. Check in the tools section. They also have available the trifold brochures, one on the product, one on the business. This is printed tools. These are printed tools to use to distribute, and they work phenomenally. The amount of orders that have come in just in the first couple weeks of having the waterfall cards and putting them in the mail to people, you can put their name and address in the little white box. You can write a note above the sweet potato plant. And the line that a lot of us are using, or a variation of it, is if it'll do this to a sweet potato, what will it do for our body? Question mark or exclamation mark. It's totally up to you how you use them. Put a 49-cent stamp on it in the upper right-hand corner. No envelope required. Chuck it in the mail. Same thing with the KVB cards. They can be used the same exact way. The key is popping the person, the recipient, either a text or calling them and letting them know the card is coming so they don't think it's a piece of, you know, just regular circulation, you know, soliciting mail, and they round file it. when you make that contact, they'll be anticipating it. They'll be watching for it. They're absolutely phenomenal. And, again, that's on magneticleaders.com in the tools section. Go to pathfinders.biz. That's www.pathfinders.biz. And check out the new 7-minute video that Rick and Paige Murphy have put together. This is geared for somebody who asks about the business, or somebody that you mentioned to that, hey, I'm looking for some people. Could we watch this together? This is an overview of what this is. It's absolutely phenomenal. And if they ask, well, what more do I need to know? Or I'd like to know more. Well, let's watch the video again. There's nothing else to know. It literally, it explains everything. And then register, get your banking information on this so you can get paid, figure out what products they want to start with, help them place an order, and you're up and running. Do that with a couple people, and some would say, oh, it's not that easy. It is that easy. Again, these are simple tools to use. And I want to say from my own personal standpoint, we can't be always waiting as consultants for that next new product, because what typically tends to happen is we end up self-consuming or selling to existing customers something that's new just because it's new and they don't understand the value of it. I'm still meeting people that have been in Econ for a long time, and they don't even know what a waterfall is. We've had the waterfall for 5 years. How tragic. So, comments, questions, *6 on your phone line, clarification. Gary.
Will the shipping automatically revert if it's less than a pound to the priority?
Automatically.
Good. So they don't have to take. They don't have to do that. Even good.
They don't. If it's under a pound, it automatically 15.99 ounces automatically flips defaults to priority mail.
Thank you.
So Nancy, what I'm thinking is, I mean, how many times has someone said to us, "Oh, I want a set of those power band bracelets." And I'll tell you what, I want 3 of the necklaces, one for me, one for my husband, and one for my daughter. Well, you're still a far cry from 15.99 ounces. And $4.99 or $4.95 shipping, and they're going to get it in 3 days?
Half price.
I mean, yeah, and not only is it half price, but Nancy, you and I could educate a whole mass of people on how long it takes to get stuff from Southern California to Cleveland, Ohio. I know people that live in Key West, Florida, and before the hurricane, 11 days. 11 days.
Whoa.
Yeah. So imagine, imagine somebody finds out about the lactoferrin and they're in desperate need of it, and they want to start on 2 boxes, for the first month. Put it on auto ship. The auto ship order goes through that, that night at midnight. It goes out the next day. Let's say it's a Tuesday or it's a Wednesday. Well, by Friday or Saturday, they've got it for $4.95.
And there's Saturday delivery.
Yes.
By the way,
I almost this is hard to admit. I almost wet myself with excitement. I mean,
TMI.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. And I'll stop there. So I need to ask, thank you, Nancy, for the question, the clarification. Gary, if you're still on the line, hit *6. I just want to ask the question, Gary, are you a little bit excited about this, living way up in Portland, Maine?
Okay, Vance, I'm here. I didn't hear your question, though.
Living way up in Portland, Maine,
yes.
Are you a little bit excited about that shipping option?
Absolutely, because the post office, I can order on Monday, and it is delivered here on Wednesday, 2 days, 100%, except if it's ordered on Friday, then we have to include a little bit of a delay because of the weekend, but 2-day shipping, wow, that's fantastic. So, I was squealing earlier, but I was muted.
That's hard for a grown man to admit that you were squealing, right? I mean, a little bit?
Yes. Well, let's just move on.
TMI, as Nancy just said.
When I said 500 on the call, I was including half of the people that are with you in Texas. So.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that there's. I don't know what the number is here, but man, I'll tell you, this group is just it's just amazing. Let me put in a teaser too, as well, or a commercial. December 9th. Mark that date on your calendar. What's that, about 6 weeks away? It's a Saturday, I believe. I think that's what they said. December 9th. Someone can confirm that for me. There is going to be a live broadcast with several people. You can call them celebrities. You can call them whatever you want. But it takes place at 9 a.m. on the West Coast, so that's noon on the East Coast. This will be coming into your... It's a one-click video link onto your computer. And here's the idea. Here's the concept.
And yes, it's a Saturday.
Yes, it's okay. December 9th, noon on the East Coast, 9 a.m. out on the West Coast. Could you put 9 people in your living room or around your kitchen table and whatever you want? I don't know the length of time that it's going to be, but it's going to be geared for people who want to check out Nikan. Not so much just as customers, but they want to check it out as something that they are serious to introduce other people, to introduce other folks. Okay, it could be geared for customers. You're going to hear some amazing, amazing personalities share about this company. So December 9th, we'll have more intel coming soon, but that's the date that it's slated for. Again, I would encourage you all, if I didn't say it strongly enough, jump on www.pathfinder.biz. Find the it should be right there. I think it popped right on up. And if I had the link, I would have emailed this, but I didn't have the link yesterday. Excellent.
Could you repeat that again very slowly?
I can, absolutely. www, so www, dot, path, P-H-E-H, finders, F-I-N-D-E-R-S, dot biz, B-I-Z.
Thank you.
And Pathfinders is one word.
Yes, Pathfinders, P-A-T-H-F-I-N-D-E-R-S, dot biz. And dot is the period. Okay. My dad, a couple of years ago, wrote D-O-T.
Marty so still does.
Anyways, any other comments, questions, clarifications? Star 6 on your phone line, we'll open it up.
You know, Nancy, Dave is doing a call today, Vance.
Say that again, Nancy.
Do you know if Dave is doing a call?
You know, I didn't ask him. I just, he just gave me a wonderful hug and thanked me for sharing. I was the first speaker this morning, which was a little stressful. Just a wee bit, and then knowing, and then I sat down to start taking notes, and then I went, oh, wait a second, I'm supposed to do a call right now. And of course, I had to laugh out loud, because I almost forgot about y'all. I've been using that word a lot the last couple of days. It really sounds funny coming out of my mouth. So hopefully it'll go away before I go back home. I need to get
Vance, this is Dory. I have a question about, have there been any announcements about upgrading the information you get on the website, such as it'll say things are there, and I go to order it, and they're discontinued, or that, you know. So I was wondering if they're going to be catching up and with all their products that they have.
That's one of the things that I know I have on my mental list. I had two things on my mental list, but I have to drop one because one was the shipping, you know, because I am pretty persistent about worming my way at a lunch table close to or right next to Mr. Kurt Foley or Jeff Isom. And I know it's supposed to be a casual lunch, but it's a working lunch as far as I'm concerned. And the shipping issue is one. The second item that I had on my mental list was the scoops. in the KVB. People with a normal average size hand, it's difficult to find the scoop for one, and you don't want to get powder all over your hands, you know, when you first open the container. And then secondly, the scoop gets lost, or if you tip the canister. I mean, these are little trivial things, but we got spoiled with the long handles. And some of us still have those long handles, and we guard them, you know, more than we would our firstborn child. And
man,
so,
I do.
I know. So that's an issue I'm going to bring up and say, hey, what would it take to get the long scoops back again? You know, they were great. But Dory, your issue of what you're saying, I've had that happen numerous times. And as a matter of fact, just yesterday, I typed in, you know, I went to the, on my phone, the link that I had already looked up to go to Nikan.com, and it diverted back to a website that we had like, oh my goodness, 7 or 8 years ago. And I went, what's
yeah.
this? This is not what
right.
I want. Why is this still out there?
The system has gone down today. This is Carol.
And ask them if they would bundle them together and
yeah.
let us have about a dozen of them. I'm sorry, did I interrupt?
Okay. Yeah, hang on just a second, Mom. Carol, go ahead and finish that. Say that again.
I'm sorry.
It just says that the system is going to be down tonight at 8 p.m.
Right.
So maybe that'll
usually,
be
16. Usually, here's an FYI. Whenever you encounter anything, and I didn't do this yesterday. I brought it up many times, but you can take, if you're on an iPad or if you're on an iPhone or if you're on Android, a lot of them, you can take a screenshot of that and attach it to an email and send it to them, whatever the notification is or whatever you clicked on, or just send to distrel, D-I-S-T-R-E-L, at nikan.com, or click on the little feedback, the green ribbon, click on that, and send them a note and say, I just did this. Sometimes they don't know about these things. Okay, so the more notification they have, the better. So don't assume that, oh, they surely must know about it. No, the webmaster may not know about it at all until someone brings it up. But I'll tell you how fast they are about addressing these issues. I really should move to the other side of the river and then I get away from these noisy carts. I took a screenshot of something. I texted it to Jeff Isom. I also emailed it to distrel at nikan.com, and within it was 30 minutes later, it had been changed on the website.
Oh.
And it wasn't a big major thing, but I said, you know, that's inaccurate. That needs to be tweaked. Okay, so they do respond, but don't assume they know about it. If you're frustrated and it bothers you, communicate. Please, because you could be saving them tons of other, and lots of other people tons of frustration. Mom, I love your idea about making a half a dozen or a dozen or 10 of the scoops available in the sales aid thing when they're available, because that would avoid us having to go, you know, track them down. And when we are enlisting and registering customers that order the existing vital balance that they have, we can say, hey, by the way, here's a scoop, or I'm going to put a scoop in a padded envelope and I'm going to mail it to you, because the existing canisters we have a little scoop in it and they haven't transitioned over to the new product. It would be huge for a little while.
I have a weird question. Why wouldn't you just take the scoop from the current canister and put it into the new one when you open it?
Well, I do that, Nancy, and that may be too simple for some people.
I've always done that.
Yeah, but it still doesn't solve the problem of we want the big scoops back.
Well, I'm using my big scoop from the old one.
Yeah. And the difference in the amount of cc's, the cubic centimeters.
Depends on which one you look at.
Yeah.
Some of them, even the vanilla and chocolate have different amounts on the new scoops.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, the big scoops are, the long-handled scoops are much better. And I know
this is a
trivial issue, but I'll never forget about a year ago when William Todd complained to Kurt Foley directly because he couldn't find his scoop. And his comment to him in question at the same time was Kurt. You don't understand. How is a guy with a fat hand like mine supposed to get my hand in that small rim of that canister and find the scoop? And he dropped a few, you know, colorful words in there, other than the way I'm saying it, and it was absolutely hilarious. But William thought there was no scoop provided, and that was his complaint. But there is. You just sometimes, it's like a treasure hunt, like looking for the prize in a box of Cracker Jacks or the choice surprise in a box of sugar cereal. But none of us ever eat sugar cereal, so that doesn't apply to us.
Vance?
Yes.
Hi there, it's Linda.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Vance. Quick question. What was your, so far, what has been your big aha being there in San Antonio?
The biggest aha for me, and I appreciate you asking that question because I've asked that of several people, especially while we had dinner last night, was the opportunity to refine and actually tell my story. Not tell my dad's story, not tell my grandmother's story, not tell my mom's story, but actually tell my story and how the Nikin products at 24 years young gave me the ability to lay on my back again.
Oh.
And I couldn't do that before because I permanently damaged my back being foolish and stupid. And being able to convey that in 30 seconds or less, it was life-altering. And and again, you're looking at the fact that all you got to do is type in, and I forgot to announce this from the stage, type in, man, these few words, man slides down driveway. Okay, don't stop there. Man slides down driveway, those four words.
Mm-hmm.
And right behind that, smells like a teen. Smells like a teen, as in teenager. So those eight words, man slides down driveway, smells like a teen. Type that in on a YouTube search when you're on YouTube, that website. That 12-second clip is about to crest over 12 million views.
Oh, man.
It's pure foolishness.
Do you get paid when that happens? Oh, that's amazing.
We do. So that's why I'm recording this call, so you people can get the word out there, because Stacy and Vance Rogers are making bank. No, we get paid like 12 cents for every 1,000 views. So it really doesn't matter. But to answer your question, we're almost, in less than 3 years' time, we're almost at $10,000.
Oh, my word.
It's crazy. But the point I want to make is that if we can convey what Nikin did for us in 30 seconds or less, we've lost people.
That's correct.
We have. You know, we just have. And if somebody asks, well, really, Japanese magnets? I know. I thought the same thing. But I jumped off a 75-foot waterfall the summer of 1991, and I permanently damaged my back. I couldn't lay down on my back. I couldn't sleep on my back. Within about 3.5-4 weeks' time of using these products, a pair of insoles, a sleep system, a pad for my back. And let me show you. Watch, I'll lay down on this concrete right here. I couldn't do that before. At 24, I thought I was going to have to live the rest of my life without being able to lay down on my back in a bed. And that's not right as a 24-year-old. That's what these products can do. So, again, that's the key. We're living in a world that it's beyond the sight and sound generation. It's instantaneous. And if we can convey it. So that's my snapshot to answer your question, Linda. And
that's awesome. Can I ask you one more quick one? One more quick one. You know that old saying that a picture is worth 1,000 words?
Yep.
So it seems like a video could be worth over $10,000.
Mm.
And I think people sing that over and over again, and everybody shares and sends. To me, that's even more powerful, because the words you may forget, but when you see that and then you have a little something at the end to give you a little quick testimony, I see that's a perfect way to use YouTube. And the money is secondary, but just to get the word out in a fun, interesting way, get your camera out and do a little quick testimony like that. It's powerful.
It is, and if you can do that on your Facebook page, it's the real deal.
Absolutely.
So keep it short and sweet to the point. It doesn't have to be necessarily humorous. It just needs to share your why and grab your story.
Thank you for that, Vance. Enjoy.
Vance, can you repeat again what the YouTube website supposed to run?
I'm shocked, Molly, that you haven't seen it before. Maybe you have, and you go, oh, yeah, I watched that, but hey, yeah, that's getting him closer to another 1,000. 8 words.
Okay.
Man slides down driveway, smells like a teen. And just hit enter or go or find whatever the thing is, and you'll see it there. Again, it's short. It's really fast. But if you share it with somebody, you can say, this is the goofball that I get to work with in Neekin. That's what you can say, Molly. He's a little bit nuts. But he's a little bit smart. And when he got contacted by YouTube, and they asked him to sign a contract, he said, sure, why not? What have I got to lose?
Hmm.
And almost $10,000 later, hey, we bought the girls a lot of clothes. We've gotten to go to a few extra movies over the last 3 years, and quite a bit more than that. So, well, I think we've exhausted everything. I encourage you again. Oh, go ahead.
Vance, can I ask 2 questions?
Yes, absolutely.
This is Carol Cosby. The Pathfinders, that's the video is Rick Murphy, 7 minutes?
Correct.
For the business? Okay. Second question is, the pet joints, they discontinued that. Do you know why? I mean, I guess normally then. It's not selling well, I guess, or something?
That would be my guess. And I spoke with, who was it that I spoke with? And they just shared an amazing a pet story. It wasn't dealing with joints. They already gave their cat sprinkled the J. Green Dunn's on the food, but they mixed it up into a paste liquid form, and they put a treat kind of like in the center of that little paste, and the cat licked it all up, and it was less than 24 hours and whatever the condition was. So I know the J. Green Enzymes are not really geared as a joint formula, and I know it would be nearly impossible to use the CM cream especially on a cat. They're not going to go for it. And the joint capsules would be, that would be kind of awkward to try and squeeze that under. So I'm immediately trying to come up with a solution because that's the way my brain works.
I already put the J. Green in the water. He laps it up. My dog has hip dysplasia and the pills really work. And I went in today just to order a bunch of them in the for a while. Supplies last, and it's not there anymore. And I'm just disgusted for that. If anybody has any that they want to sell, please.
I would immediately, Carol, and it's terrible of me to even admit saying this, but go on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
When people have extra stuff or extra Neekin products, you never know. Maybe if someone bought us, 10 or 20 bottles of it, and you never know. You never know. And there are people that make stuff available. They sell it on Amazon as an Amazon dealer, and you may find it for less than or about the same price. It's the hard part is you're taking a risk because it could have been ordered 3 years ago. And so it may be, yeah, I'm trying to remember, it's the joint, was it in a,
yes.
It's in a powder
right.
form, right? No, they're, they're
okay.
caps, or they're tablets.
They're like little, yeah, tablets.
Yeah, so.
And send a note to the company.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Anybody's a dog or animal lover, please put it in the feedback section to bring that back.
Yeah, that's they listen, they read those, they listen to your feedback, and if there's enough, they'll find something. But again, the cost to purchase ratio, if Deacon finds the vendor, goes back to the vendor that supplied that to us, and they say, oh yeah, we can manufacture that again for you, or we can come up with a formula different, and you just need to order, you know, 100,000 units. 100,000 bottles. Well, if Nikon's got that amount of storage in their warehouse, then they can do it. But if they come back and say, yeah, we need you to order 1,000 bottles. Well, that's a different story altogether. But again, Nikon is a research and development company. They're not a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to think on behalf of them. Yeah, yes.
I heard of a friend, an acquaintance, who just, I don't know the prices because I haven't had a pet in a while, so I don't know the price difference, but she just took the regular joint, poked a hole in it, and drizzled it over the food and put some treats on the top, and the dog just gobbled it.
Yeah. And
well, that's what I did. I ordered a joint for myself and another joint for him until, you know, I could figure out something. And I just put it in his mouth. He eats anything, so he'll eat the pill just as is.
And again, you've heard me say this umpteen times, remember the formula that all of Nikon Nutritionals, whatever it says on the container, that is geared for a 130 to 150-pound human being. So if the cat weighs 30 pounds, that would be a heavy cat, or the dog, then that is one-fifth, as in, you know, 20% of the dosage. So if it's just for maintenance, you know, figure out the ratio. But if it's for something, you know, drastic, then you can give them more. So just, again, it's a formula.
Well, he's 75 pounds. So.
Okay, so that would mean the joint, I believe, is three capsules for maintenance, taken throughout the day or all at one time. But, again, so you just, you know. But if the animal is, especially a dog, let's say they're 12, 15 years old and they're starting to get the arthritis or they're starting to get the condition that you know they need the joint, well, you may need to do a little more than just maintenance. But at the same time, let's not go hog wild and, you know, empty half the jar per day, you know, half the bottle. So, anyways, folks, I am excited to go in and hear Dr. Gary Linder. So I did record this. It will get posted. So if you have anybody that you know that, oh man, they should have heard because Vance covered a lot of intel and there were some great comments and questions, it'll be posted somewhere. Steve will be posted and we'll make sure that Sherry has a picture of herself and go from there. Other than the December 9th, I also need to add in there January 25th, 26th, and 27th. That is the next big weekend event in, actually just north of Salt Lake City. So if you're anywhere on the West Coast, that's a short drive for a lot of us, unless you're way down in Southern California. But even then, it's not that far. And coming out from the south, it's a nice drive, very affordable, very doable. If you live in the Pacific Northwest, hey, you can jump on the Rogers train. All right? I make this offer. We've got a 15-passenger van. Let's make a memory, okay? And all you got to do is get to Portland. We'll converge there, and it's only, actually, this year it'll only be 10 hours. Because it's north of Salt Lake City. So it'll be a fast drive, one that you'll never forget. All right? The program starts Thursday evening. It's all day Friday and all day Saturday. And so it would be a Thursday through Sunday. We'd be back home by Sunday evening. And the way that Vance and Denny drive, it could be a white-knuckle experience, maybe. No, we're not that bad. We do keep it at the speed limit or maybe a little above. But if you're in the Pacific Northwest, it'd be fun. And but again, that's January 25th, 26th, and 27th. I forget the name of the town. That information will be on the Nikan website soon, and it's also on magneticleaders.com. So have a great Saturday, everybody. Make sure you order the tools. Get them out to people. And here's a thought, my final thought. If you ordered 100 of the waterfall cards and you only use 10 of them and only 2 people ordered a waterfall, you're going to generate a nice little amount of income for the $16 that you invested in 100 cards. That's $10 for the cards and $6 for shipping. And then think about the potential of how many lives will be impacted by those 2 waterfalls. It's absolutely huge. And these are simply tools. However, we've never had tools like this before. They're really, really fun to use. So have a great weekend, everybody. Those of you who are part of the ICANN Attitude Program, I look forward to chatting with you Monday evening. And if not, next Saturday, same time, same place. And it's going to be a fun guest that I've got lined up already, but you'll have to wait to see the email. So thanks again, everybody, for contributing. And thanks for being willing to jump on a half an hour later. Talk to you soon, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you, Ben.